like to thank you, sir, for including this crucial topic on the disarmament agenda. And also I'd like to thank the experts for their very insightful presentations. In a world that is marked by uncertainty and new challenges, it's absolutely vital that we address this relationship between disarmament and development with both rigor and determination. Peru would like to recall with concern the devastating effects that armed proliferation and armed conflicts has on our societies and on our economic, social, and human development. For far too long, we have suffered the consequences of armed violence, instability, as well as the lack of sustainable development. Disarmament in all its forms is absolutely vital if we are to build a safer and more prosperous world. By reducing and doing away with weapons of mass destruction, conventional weapons and small arms and light weapon, we are not only reducing the possibility of violent conflict, but as per Article 26 of the UN Charter, we are freeing up vital resources which can be reinvested in human development. It's therefore simply unacceptable for the conscience of our peoples, and indeed has been said this morning, that military expenditure recorded in 2023 goes beyond $2.4 trillion. It's unacceptable for the conscience of our peoples that global arms expenditure last year is now at the highest level ever registered by CPRI. The arms race produces increasing insecurity. It destabilizes the balance of strength, particularly in the nuclear area. The arms race, far from being a deterrent effect which leads to peace, actually is one of the conditions laying the ground for new wars. And that is why we would call on states to reduce their military expenditure, to renew their efforts to limit conventional weapons and increase investment in prevention and infrastructures that will underpin sustainable peace. Bearing in mind the fact that disarmament is neither a speedy nor easy process, it requires robust commitment on the part of everybody involved. We'd urge member states to overcome persisting differences, putting into practice the negotiating mandate of this conference. President, Peru, in addition, would like to highlight the importance of the implementation of and the universalization of the conventions on certain conventional weapons, on anti-personnel mines, as well as cluster munitions, given the fact that the prohibition of arms that cause indiscriminate harm is vital in order to achieve the SDGs. An example of our conviction of this in Peru is that last December, we destroyed the latest and last stocks of our cluster munitions. This means we are fully complying with one of the most important obligations under the Oslo Convention. Similarly, we would highlight the protection of civilians against the consequences of explosive weapons in populated zones, in line with the AWIPA statement that we signed up to in 2022. In this regard, we've mainstreamed the principles in that political statement into the manuals of our military doctrine and also incorporated into the curricula teaching our armed forces. Similarly, we need to redouble efforts to put an end to the use of these improvised explosive devices by terrorist groups and other non-state actors. As we know, this is a constantly changing and evolving issue. It really requires exchange of information and coordinated responses between states. President, it's also vital that we address the deep-seated causes of armed conflict, such as poverty, inequality, social exclusion, lack of access to opportunities. Sustainable development and building peaceful and inclusive societies go hand in hand with disarmament, and we need to work twofold on both fronts simultaneously. Bearing in mind that disarmament can feed into mutual trust between nations, it creates a favourable environment for cooperation and settling disputes. We believe, or rather we consider, that the recommendation contained in the new agenda for peace, extremely interesting. The Secretary-General is preparing an updated study on the social and economic impact of military expenditure. This means we'll be able to operationalise the relationship between disarmament and development. By way of conclusion, so we're committed to promoting a world free of weapons and conflict where everybody can live in peace and prosperity. We'd urge all states to join with us in this noble endeavour, working together to build a safer and fairer future for future generations. Thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor to distinguished